So I'm actually going to start by telling you a story about girls in grade six. So in this story, Sarah is walking back into her classroom and she's been picking up something for her teacher. And as she comes in, she overhears two girls talking about her. And one girl tells the other one about something horrible that she says Sarah did to her the other day on the way home from school. And the other girl is really shocked. And she's really surprised that Sarah even has any friends, given that she would do this horrible thing. Now, Sarah knows that she didn't actually do what that girl said she did. Okay, what should Sarah do? Someone give me some suggestions. What should Sarah do? Yell it out.
Say I didn't do that.
Yeah, walk right in and say, I didn't do it. What else could Sarah do?
Confront them privately.
Confront them privately. Okay, what else? What should she do? Yeah?
Slap the girl that said something.
Say? Again?
Slap the girl that.
Okay. All right, so now you're thinking more like a sixth grader. So when I actually ask kids to tell me what they would do if that happened to them, we get similar responses. So some of them say they would just go right in and say, I didn't actually do that. And some of them say, I'd go up to them and I'd ask, why are you lying about me? And some of them say, I would say she's lying and then I always make up something about her right back. These are all real answers. And some of them would just ignore it and not do anything about it. And here's the person taking your strategy. Okay. So we get an inc those are all real. We get an incredible diversity of responses, and the question is, which of those responses are competent? And when I say competent, I mean which of them are going to be effective in that interpersonal interaction? And what's important to keep in mind when you're thinking about interpersonal effectiveness is that it's actually going to depend on four types of factors. So it's going to depend on what you actually do. So you can imagine, just thinking about the behaviors that I showed you, some of those are more likely to be effective than others, right? So asking the person why seems like that might be a fairly effective thing to do. Slapping her may be less effective. It's also going to depend on what specific situation you're in. So I showed you a very specific scenario about having a rumor spread about you. What's an effective response there is going to be different probably than other types of situations. So what if, for example, this other girl had actually been physically aggressive against you first? That might require a different type of answer. It's also, interestingly, going to depend on who's interacting, who's engaging in the behavior. So different responses are going to work differently for different people. Some people are very funny, and they could get away with using humor to diffuse that situation. For other people, that is not going to work at all. Really? Okay. It's also going to depend on who's evaluating the behavior. So there's going to be variability, even within this room, about what's an effective thing to do under those circumstances. And we know from our work that kids have very different ideas about what's effective than their teachers do, and also from what their parents do. And so we take this complex, contextualized model of social competence, and we use it to understand the interpersonal difficulties that kids who are struggling with anxiety and depression experience. And so right now, we're doing work to understand how do kids with anxiety and depression respond when they're experiencing peer aggression. We also want to know if their responses are seen as competent by their parents, because we suspect that actually their parents think that these strategies are working really well for them, and they're reinforcing them, even if other kids don't like them. And finally, we also want to know if they're able to enact responses that are generally competent. So we know that on average, for most kids, being assertive when someone's mean to you is a good way to respond. But I actually don't think a lot of kids who are anxious or depressive can do that. Okay.